The NBA season could not have ended any better for Bucks fans in our state. Milwaukee dispatched Phoenix in six games to win their first title in half a century. The Bucks lost the opening two games and then came back to win the next four in an epic championship run. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Now, don't forget this Catch and Match month. Your gift this month is going to be matched. It will be doubled. Details at WWIB.com. Thanks for whatever you can do to help keep sports and commentary on the air with that tax-deductible donation. Pat Freier was in the officiating crew for the finals this year, and the Twin Cities native is with me on the show. He just finished off his 20th season in the National Basketball Association as a referee. Pat, welcome to the program. Tell us about reffing. It was game one, I believe, of the finals this year between Phoenix and Milwaukee.
It was great. Always great to be a part of it, the finals. This year was different in the sense, well, other than the fact that we finally got out of the bubble. Both markets were excited because they haven't been there, and they were smaller markets, and there was a lot of excitement, and it was good.
Good, yeah. Totally different, well, markedly different, let's put it that way, from last year when you were working in the bubble, your first series assignment, finals assignment. Describe what that was like last year.
Yeah, you ever see the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes, I have.
It was living the same day over and over again for 93 days in a row. But there was two different days you lived. You either had, it was game day, and that had its own routine, or non-game day. But a lot of repetition, a lot of the same.
Yeah. Oh man. And you were separated from your family. What was it? 3 months.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, thank God for FaceTime. Not sure what I would have done without that, but it is tough. And I mean, that's the toughest part of the job is being away from your family, but you know, that's the life we signed up for.
Yep. So tell me, last year, what that first ever finals experience was like for you, that first game reffing the NBA finals.
It was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and it was always a dream. It was definitely more special achieving it after refining my faith. The best story I can give you, and it's a true story because I'm not bright enough to make it up, is the day of my first finals game. I'm sitting in my room in the bubble, and I mean, let's face it, I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. And so I open up the Bible because down in the bubble, I got into a routine where I try to stay in the Word. So I picked up the Bible, and before I started, I asked God, I said, "Now, please give me a takeaway from what I'm about to read here. So, you know, something that I can use." And I just picked up where I left off, and it was in Luke, and the parable of the prodigal son was what I was reading. And, you know, we've all read it a million times, and so I started to read it, and, you know, the son goes off, and he squanders his inheritance and realizes that he's messed up and repents and comes back to the father, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I mean, this is exactly what I've done with this profession. I started out kind of chasing it for my own glory, and I screwed it all up. And so when I came back, so I kept reading, And what does he say to the father? You know, I don't deserve to be your son. And what does the father do? He welcomes him back, and he gives him two things. He says, bring out the finest robe and put a ring on his finger. And then it just hit me, and it's like, oh, wow. Because when you get to the finals, you get two things. You get the white jacket, which is our version of the finest robe, and you get a ring. Wow. So God put a robe, I got a robe and a ring in the finals. And I thought, wow, that was pretty cool.
That is. Isn't that wonderful how the Holy Spirit will illustrate God's truth in our everyday lives like that? Well, Pat Freier, the NBA ref, 20 years as an official in the National Basketball Association. We are out of clock here for today's show, so we'll take it toward the third quarter next time here, at least into the second half, and talk more about your journey with Jesus and talk about your journey starting out, point A, reffing all the way to the top of the heap. When it comes to officiating, that's the National Basketball Association. So let's plan on reconnecting next time, all right?
Sure. No, sounds great.
Okay, we'll do it.